whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 273. Today is Saturday, October 9th, 2021. I am your host, Lita. Hi. And joining me this week is my co-host, Nisi, over there. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. Thank you. All that kind of stuff. And for some really weird reason, I think I just realized I'm still logged into Battle.net. I don't know how that is, but very apologies if there's the little noise stuff's coming through. I'm like, what's going on? Anyway, hi guys. Welcome chat room. Welcome everyone. Cozzy says hi. Somewhere I heard a meowing, so he says hi. How's everyone doing? We're here. Everyone's good.
We're here.
Things and stuff. We've got lots of things and stuff to talk about today.
We do.
Some of it's quite, hopefully you'll find interesting. Some not so good. But anyway, we will start off with a topic. So I said to Nisi last week, the week before, whenever it was, I said, you know what, it would be good. I think we touched on this sometime last year, maybe I'm going to say. The brain, everything is just blending into one at the moment. So the brain's a little fuzzy. But we wanted to talk about, like, how to stream your challenge tunes. So we know we've got some people who like to stream, we've got other people that stream other games and all that kind of stuff, and it's really cool and it's a lot of fun, and we thought we would touch on it. And for those that are interested, or if you're intrigued about it, we thought we'd just, you know, how do you do that for a challenge tune in particular, which is kind of similar to what you probably do for a normal tune. Though there is a couple of little bits and pieces that you want to be careful with a challenge tune. Because obviously if you die, that's it. And then you capture that for all eternity on digital media. It's just always great. I've got all of those still somewhere on one of my drives. It's like, yeah, I can go back and not watch those. Okay. Yeah, there's probably some good ones. I don't remember. It's best if I don't look too closely to it. All right. So the things that you need, and again, Nisi's here because Nisi, you stream. Not only do you stream the challenge tunes weekly, how often are you streaming them? Let's talk about that.
I right now I'm only doing it once a week, because with Bloodthirsty I do prep work since I run 4 of them currently. Yep. So in order to fit that many in, because Bloodthirsty is actually a time sink for those that don't realize it, I spend the rest of the week getting those challengers up into ding potential. So you know, it takes some time to get them with, like, 2 or 3 experience chunks to go.
Yep. No, that's fair enough. Okay, so let's talk about... Sorry, I just had to adjust me. I felt like my chin was right down here. I was, like, trying to eat the bottom of the screen.
That's okay.
Okay, Stir's already... Oh, stream. He thought the topic was about how to scream with your challenge and do that all the time.
No, we did that last night. Yeah, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, and that's fun and games. Ding potential. Hang on, let me write that down, because I I thought that was funny. Potential, I can't spell this morning, but anyway, that'll
do. Spell check, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll worry about that later. And, you know, maybe that's a topic I can have on Star, that, you know, that if you find that's very good that you'd like to talk about, we can talk about screen potential of, you know, challenge tunes, whether that's the deaths, near misses, you know, that's a topic. I can totally get into that. So, and it's almost Halloween. Absolutely. We've got, what have we got? Like three weeks? It's coming. It's getting closer.
If all those dead challengers rise from the Stormwind graveyard on Halloween, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, we certainly are. Anyway, all right, so Niecy, let's, you know, a lot of this stuff you guys probably already know, but what things do we need to be able to stream, period, whether it's challenge tunes, etc.?
All right, so just a disclaimer, this is like the most basic stuff. Like, I'm not talking bells and whistles. We're just going to go just basic stuff to see if you even really want to do this. So a computer, obviously, because you're going to be playing WoW. I would try to go with maybe a mid-range computer at least. It's going to take some fiddling to figure out what you're actually going to need to do things and some research.
Yeah.
Next would be a fairly stable internet connection, because if you keep DCing, you're going to keep DCing your stream, and then you're just going to get frustrated, and things will spiral down quickly from there.
Makes for interesting deaths, so. Makes for very interesting deaths and talking points.
Yeah.
As we, and our, you know, our WoW challenges, friends, etc., know quite well.
Yeah.
Like sports.
I will say, in my older VODs or my archives on YouTube, you can tell where my computer was upgraded.
Yep.
Because in the very beginning ones, I had a 1 to 2 second delay between me hitting the spell and it actually going off at the start of a fight. So I never knew if I was about to DC or if I was actually going to be fighting this mob. So that was always a bit of a thing there, so.
Yep, gotcha.
I was made for quite the bundle of nerves, but yeah, I mean, you're also going to need a decent internet upload speed. You might have checked with your provider on that, because we were told one thing, and it turned out that wasn't true for our area when we had switched providers at one point.
Oh.
Because our area of town was not upgraded to the level we thought we were getting. And we didn't find this out until we went to start to stream, and it wouldn't stream. I could upload to YouTube, but it would take me like 8 hours to put up a half hour video. But yeah, it was bad, but I could not stream at all. So you're going to want at least a fairly decent upload speed. You're going to want a microphone if you want to be able to talk to people. That also helps. It helps to, you know, I mean, you don't need a top-end one, but, you know, a decent one. You
can have headset, you can have table.
Yeah.
Like, there's different. Some people I know just use the, like, the buds. Some of those buds are really, you know, they're not bad quality. Some are really, really good. So it depends on whatever you've got that's available. But a lot of that stuff certainly will work.
Yeah, definitely, you know, the headphones or earbuds of some description. I just use the cheap gummy JVC ones that are like under $10 because I'm so rough on them. So I don't want to put money into an expensive headset. Plus the actual headsets themselves, sometimes they push my glasses into my face and it's uncomfortable. So you just have to find something that's going to work for you.
Exactly.
Comfort is key. Because you're going to be sitting there for at least probably an hour, if not longer.
Yeah.
And you're going to need some kind of software, like XSplit or OBS. I'm not sure if there are other ones. These are only the two that I know of. It might be a little bit different.
Yep.
Because you also want to pick the platform that you want to stream on. Because you can do a little bit of streaming on Facebook, I think, but there's also YouTube, there's Twitch, so I don't know if it's different for YouTube or not, what software is available. There might be a few differences over there. Yeah. I haven't streamed over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so just trying to figure out what's going to be a good fit for you, where you think you have the most audience reach. I mean, if you know a lot of people on Twitch and are part of Twitch communities, maybe go to Twitch. If you know more people on YouTube, maybe go to YouTube. It's entirely personal how you want to go about it.
Mm.
I do find a second monitor is also helpful. Because you want to be able to see your chat, and unless you have like overlays and stuff that are putting them on top of your game, you're not going to see it. So the second monitor or some sort of device, an iPad or something, maybe your phone, although it's going to really drag your battery, to have something up so you can see
it. Mind you, that also, you know, that also brings up another valid point. So for some people, when they like to stream things, and I think it's been a while since I've noticed it, but I know there have been challenges that they just kind of stream and do their own thing. So they're not so much interactive with if anyone's in the chat room. And again, you know, you find your level of what you're doing. Some people just want to sit and stream what they're doing and not worry about the chat room. And that's, you know, again, that's your call, what you want to do. But when you're live and you have got a chat room, I find it is nice to have that kind of one-on-one, so to speak, with the chat room to, you know, to keep up to how things going. You know, having a chat can help take your mind off if you're doing like a Bloodthirsty, which becomes that grind of kill, you know, you're just doing rinse and repeat. Again, that's just find what works with you. If you're just recording a video, which again, you can record a video and upload that via XSplit or OBS, that kind of thing as well, then, you know, some people don't want to talk, they might just, you know, be streaming be recording what they're doing, but not really having a conversation with anyone. Again, you know, there's different ways to do things, and you find your own feet with what you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to just, you know, find what's going to work for you. Some people like to talk, some people don't. I talk because I never know if somebody's actually sitting there. And for me, it's kind of, like, awkward if I'm not talking, because then I feel like I'm ignoring people. Now, there are times where I'm paying attention to what I'm doing and I don't always see the question come in chat right away, because I don't always have a mod there to say, oh, so-and-so asked, you know, as a mind prompt to check your friggin' chat log. But, you know, I mean, sometimes I get so focused and trying not to die that I don't always see the questions right away. And that's also a balance that you'll have to work through and figure out what's going to work with you. And you're going to want to do some test streams before you do that, just to get used to it.
Basically. And if you've got, I mean, the good point about that you just said, the other thing is, if you do have, you know, a friend who you're on at the same time and you want to stream and they're around anyway, you know, you could get them to be a mod for your chat so they could, you know, help keep an eye on what's being said in the chat if you're doing a live stream, that kind of thing. So, you know, you don't have to do it alone, but if you've got a friend or someone to help and keep an eye on those things, then, you know, all you can do is ask. Worst case scenario is they say, no, I don't want to do it. And then, you know, you just find a way to work it. It takes some practice.
I also find that having enough space to accommodate your dual monitors, if you go that way, or just, you know, to be able to function in, is also helpful.
Yes,
because I've got a really cramped setup, and I wish I had a little bit more room. But, you know, we're making it work.
Yeah.
But, you know, work with what you have. But also, if you have the ability to upgrade to maybe a slightly bigger space that you can have everything where you need it and you're comfortable, then, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
Webcam is optional. It's only if you feel comfortable being on cam. Once in a great while I'm on cam. Most of the time I'm not. Not because I'm not that comfortable, just because our house is a mess. The dogs keep on making the bed every time I make it, so yeah. I gave up.
Yep.
I'm just like, whatever, fine. Yeah. The bed's gonna be a mess. And the bed's like what's right behind my camera view, mm-hmm. or part of the wall. So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can go green screen as well if you really want to. Mm. But you know, sometimes they can be a little fiddly and you don't yes. have to. And
don't have to.
You know, and that's just.
And again, you don't even have to have you know, like a lot of streamers, yeah, have them down in the bottom and the mm-hmm. gameplay. You know, you certainly yeah. don't have to do that. When I was streaming, I didn't want to have that distract of having my face there. No one needs to see that. It's just about gameplay and talking and, you know, having connect with if there's anyone in the chat room. Sometimes it's just me talking to myself, you know, and that's fine. that's all good. So, again, you don't have to have the camera, like Nisi said. It is an optional, and if you do want to go that, then a lot do have a green screen. Just remember they are finicky little bastards.
Yeah, and then if you also are going to go camera, then you're going to have to think about lighting, and, you know, some streamers go with the big... diffused light boxes and, yeah. and all of that other, that's like really getting into it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dive that deep in until you're sure that you want to do this and you've done some of them.
Yeah.
Cause you know, rigs can be expensive, lighting, and then being able to plug stuff in and, yeah. and all of that 9 yards. I mean, it can get in there. So if you're just starting out, I wouldn't quite yeah. jump in that
Make
far.
It- Make do with what you've got. Like my light is right up there, and I think that's the reason why I get the sparkles. Sparkles are pretty, but you know, I can't move a ceiling light. And if you guys have ever, I've shown you photos of my desk. My desk is very large and it is very heavy, and to try and position it in such a way to get the better light. There's no way that we can really do that. And that's fine. So we make do. So I have the pretty sparkles up on the chair, on my shoulder, because of course I chose to wear gray today. Fantastic. And you know, so you just make do. Stir did say, are there any tips for newbie streamers? Like, there's a reason pro streamers cover the chat window. I must admit that is something I would normally do, because sometimes, or in game, I normally cover, because you know, you don't want to see, I find I don't want to see, you know, all the you've done this, you've done that. Some streamers cover stuff because maybe there might be, I don't know, conversations had in private as well, because you can do that through Twitch, you can do that in game, you know, so a lot of times people want to keep some kind of privacy, as well as, I guess, for offensive, if there's anything offensive said, things like that, that would yeah. be... you know, the big thing, I think.
Yeah, like what Momentary Genius said to Stir, a lot of people tend to cover it because you can't really censor what's happening in a live chat.
Mm.
And so it's a way to censor it without yep. censoring it. Yeah. And I sometimes will get people off my friends list that will randomly whisper me in WoW through battle.net, and I'm like, I'm streaming, just so you know. Like, I have to let them know. It's not that I don't want to talk to them. I will still talk to them. It's yeah. just I want them to be aware that whatever they say is about to show up on my stream. So yeah. more for them to be aware
yeah.
that what they're saying is going to pop up, because I don't always have my chat block covered. When I had my camera on, I had the camera over it.
Yeah.
But I'm not always up to doing camera, because yeah. it is taxing. Streaming, how to put this, it's not taxing in the way that most people might think. It's just, it is tiring. And, you know, you are talking, you are putting on a show for X number of hours, however long you're streaming. So, I mean, sometimes you just don't want the camera off.
Exactly.
So, you know. So I just try to make sure that, you know, people do know if they start to whisper me, yeah. hey, just so you know, I am live right now.
Yeah.
And your chat is gonna
I think that's the whole thing, you know, because there might be people that aren't in game. They don't realize that you're in game. They might be trying to ask you a personal question to something that you were discussing, you know, early on that day. They wanted to check on you. There might be a smart ass remark, or, you know, there could be any of those things. And the last thing that you want is for your friend to all of a sudden be like, what the hell, you just screen, you know, you've just been streaming my whole conversation. I thought that was private. So,
yeah,
you know, and to be aware that obviously, you know, you say, hey, I'm streaming, anything that shows up, but you don't want to put, like, I don't want to put my friends through, hey, look, do you give consent to... this is going to go on the stream. Like, some people are quite happy with that. But to me, it's like, well, I don't, you know, when I'm streaming, I'm trying, especially on a challenge, to, one, I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to go drown.
Yes.
But also having a conversation with someone can be very difficult when you're trying to play a challenge soon. So I know some people yeah. can probably cope beautifully with it, but when I'm, like, focused, I'm trying not to be tired, I'm trying not to drift off, and, like, nod off, as, you know, happens. I'm trying not to, like, die to the mobs, depending on what I'm doing. I'm trying to read the chat, and the text of, like, what I'm doing, whatever quest might be doing, and if I'm on a passy, in particular, I am trying to watch everything. So,
oh, yeah.
you know, you want to be, there's no one near me. You know, where's those mobs? What dig site am I going to? I need to be really careful. So, you know, you kind of are trying to be so focused on what you're doing, because obviously you don't want to die, and you don't want to make a mistake, because as soon as you make a mistake, that could end up very, very badly, as we know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
badly means death. So, yeah.
I mean, sometimes, once in a great while, I'll cover my chat block if I know people have been chatty with me that day. If, like, there's times where I don't hear from anybody for weeks. So
yeah.
it's like, okay, whatever. But I sometimes like to have my chat block open just so I can show what experience I'm getting from each of the mobs as rested, to show, you know, okay, well, this is about what you can expect from this in this area,
yeah.
On this character. And I also like to see my slash played, and sometimes it comes up with very interesting numbers, and you know, it's fun to have a laugh about that and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are times where I do have it up. If I'm in general and it's getting a little excessive, sometimes I will just leave general altogether.
Yep.
Or if I'm in trade and it's getting a bit much, we'll get the heck out of the city as soon as possible. But I do try to make sure I have it listed on Discord and stuff that I am live, that I am actually streaming.
Yeah.
So people are aware of what I'm doing. But, I mean, once in a while, you know, I'll cover it. Sometimes I don't. I need to get a new cover image to put over that, actually.
I think I normally have the WoW Challenges logo covered over chat, and, like, True Villain Manny says in the chat room, like, I don't have explicit consent of my guildies to share their conversation. So obviously, if you're in a guild, that's another thing, you know, like, people
yes.
talk about, depending on your guild. Some are, you know, adult only, some are, you know, family friendly,
yeah.
and all that kind of thing. But at the same stage, your guildies, you know, you don't go out to your whole guild and be like, hey guys, I'm gonna stream, and the whole conversations of whatever everyone else is talking about in guild is coming up. And, you know, again, that is a very valid point, that, you know, you don't have the consent from every single guildie to say, well, here's the guild
I mean, chat. Yeah, and it's a little different if you're streaming raid or something and the raid team knows that you're streaming the raid, just make sure that it's like, hey guys, is it okay if I stream the raid tonight?
Yeah.
You know, everything that we say is gonna be broadcast, whether it's voice or chat.
Yeah.
Just so you know. So, I mean, you know, that way they're a little bit more mindful of maybe what's coming out of their mouths, and because we all know raid chat can be rowdy, shall we say it.
Just go and see Seraphis's or Stone's raid night chats. Yes, yes. They're always fun. Exactly. So, again, and, you know, look, we're not going to go into how XSplit and OBS setups that is. There are YouTube videos for all of that.
Yes, there are tutorials everywhere.
There is everything. But, I mean, it's literally as easy as you add a source of an image and position it. You know, just work out where your image is on your screen as you're getting your screen set up. I mean, it is as easy as that. So it's, you know, it's not too hard to do. But again, you know, it is something to be to think about and to be very mindful of conversations being had that may not include you, but are being shown, you know, from other people, and they might not be happy with that. So something to think about. Okay. Well, is there any, I know we've kind of covered, section two as well. What else? Any last kind of info that we can give people that are keen to give it a go?
Some people like to add in like the stream elements extras. Mm-hmm. Some people will add in like little games that you can spend your channel points on. To me, that's like another level. I'm like the most basic streamer out there. We get any more advanced than we already are on my channel, forget it. Shit's gonna go bad. I'm just not that tech savvy. And I don't really care about all of the little extras so much, because my community is very, very small. Maybe if we get bigger, I'll add a few more things in. But I mean, I have a lot of lurkers, so that's why I talk, whether it looks like anybody's chatting to me or not. I don't know if they're listening. I know a lot of people just put me on in the background and go do what they're going to do. So, so I talk to fill the space.
Yeah.
But you know, I would definitely invest in some kind of chatbot, whether it's Stream Elements, Moobot, Nightbot, something.
Because
you can actually set them up to mod your chat for you, especially if you don't have a mod available. Mine shuts shit down real fast, like no links, no certain words. Just in today's environment, with the way things are, I think a lot of people are using, I don't know how to pronounce this, it might be Cersei bot, one of those to help combat some issues that are going on.
Okay.
That seems to be pretty good at taking care of business. But I mean, there's a lot of chat options that you can do to help mod that, especially if you are involved or you're doing art or something and your hands are covered in stuff and you can't always get to your keyboard quickly. But I would definitely get something to that nature, especially if you don't have anybody that you trust to mod for you while you're live, because you also need to have somebody that you trust if you're going to ask somebody to mod. Make sure that they're responsible and that you have a conversation like about how you want the chat modded before you just let them loose in there.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
they can do things, so you just want to make sure that the control you're giving them is being wielded properly, shall I say.
Exactly.
I would definitely title your stream before you go live to reflect something that you're doing. Like if you're doing WoW challenges, put in there WoW challenges or whatever the hell you're streaming. Make sure you put yourself in the right category of games and stuff. So
there's many categories.
and tags, you know, I mean, I know only so many tags show on Twitch, but you know, if you think that this tag kind of relates to what you're doing, then you know, you can go ahead and add that tag in.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, all of the little things to help get your stream to come up if people are searching for a specific thing. I would also, if you have a Twitter account and you do the challenges, you know, you can go ahead and tweet that, hey, I'm streaming this, and if you use the hashtag WoW challenges, then it'll pop up in the feed that we watch. Because there's so many different tags that there could be. It's just easier if they're all under WoW challenges, because there's too many to actually keep
exactly
track of. So if you tag it WoW challenges, you know, and we check out your stream and things look okay, and you're not breaking any of our chat rules that we would have, like in Discord.
And again,
or anything, then,
same thing applies. That if we're going to, you know, stream and put the information in Discord so other people can watch. Same thing applies. Like, don't be a dick. So if you want to go on stream and be a dick with what you're doing, then certainly I'm not going to have that supported on the channel. So
there's a line between being a dick and being salty at times.
Yes.
So I mean, and it's an easy line to see.
And
so,
especially when you die. It's a very fun one.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get salty about certain things, but I'm not going to be a vindictive dick about it. But, it's...
So
keep yourself in check a little bit. And,
yeah.
And also, we do have the Discord promo channel, where if you're streaming WoW stuff, you can go ahead and pop that in there. Just, say what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, what challenge you're doing, so that way people can decide if they want to check out your stream or not.
Absolutely.
I know sometimes some stuff that's not WoW related will pop up in there, but those people do stream WoW stuff also. Mm. So that's also something to keep in mind there.
Yeah.
And
you
can figure out if you want to do it.
Yeah. I was also going to say that another part of just for you guys in chat room, if you weren't sure, I mean, we're only up to episode 273, but just remember, when you do go into someone's chat room, and if they are recording, like, even though I'm not live streaming, I am recording as is, that your chat, hang on, I got a point, it will show up. So if you're not
yes,
happy with that, don't chat. But for the podcast and for the video, it will show up. I'm not removing that. So if anyone's going to, so don't make me put the ban hammer if you're going to be, but yeah, just giving you a heads up now. I know it might be slightly a bit late on, it might be a little bit like 6 years late if you didn't figure that one out.
Like, I know we don't have Zorts modding in the chat anymore,
yeah,
but that doesn't mean that I can't whip out the ban hammer, and I will. And a couple of
We've
the other mods
few.
Will if we feel
Absolutely.
That we're pushed to it. And you know what? My fucks to give have come down dramatically, so I'm just gonna just do it and be done. So just,
sometimes
respectful in the chat, please.
Yeah. And again, when you're trying to control, like the chat room and all of that, when you're by yourself, that the other thing that you can also think of is, I guess, the behavior of people. And again, this is something you need to find out yourself. But if someone comes into the chat room and you're not happy with what they're saying, then tell them. Like, if you're not happy, if they continue, then ban them. Like, it's your stream, it's your chat room. How you want to control it is up to you. All I would suggest is to make sure that, I think, I can't remember where it is in the Twitch settings, but when you guys come into the show, like for today, there would have been a thing that pops up saying something to the effect of, this, don't be a dick. It's probably,
you'll get like a quick cat rule.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, well, do you accept this? And it's like, well, you can either go yes, which means that you're accepting the rules for the chat room. And if you say no, well, that's going to take you probably back to a home page. So again, how you run your stream especially while you're live,
Your chat
up to
is
you.
Your responsibility.
Yeah.
You can get nailed if your chat is not being moderated properly.
No. And the other thing, don't forget, is as much as it is great when you've got a chat room and you're talking to them, just be very, very careful that when you're in a very, closely dense, populated area, that you don't get sidetracked in, like, chatting to the, you know, talking to the chat room, and you're like, yay, hey, Nisi, oh, hi, you're in the chat room, hey, how you going, what's been happening, blah, 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 and you turn around and your screen's flashing red, and, you know, sometimes you need to get yourself in and just be like, hey, guys, I'll, you know, let me get somewhere safe, and then we'll have a chat. It's, you know, it can be that easy as, like, get back to the inn and just go, okay, we're going to have a little chat, or I need to go for a bio break, and when we come back before I head out again on the next lot of quests, we'll have a chat, you know, so that kind of thing as well. It's just trying to keep yourself, you don't want to get stuck somewhere, trying to chat to the chat room, and all of a sudden you lose your tone. Because it is not fun.
Depending on what kind of mental day I'm having. And, you know, I swear I have a bit of ADHD, so sometimes I'll go off on a tangent and I have trouble getting back to where I was.
No.
Paying attention to what I'm doing.
No.
No, we don't know about that.
No.
But, you know, like, there are times where I stop. If I know I have to explain something that's going to be a little lengthy, I will stop actually fighting. If I know I'm not in a hostile mob area and I'm just with a neutral mob, I'll just
I need more coffee, stuff. Just so you, if you're thinking what the hell I'm doing. I need more coffee.
I'll talk through what we're explaining or what the question was, and then I'll start going again. Because it's very easy to be talking to your chat and think you have a vendor window open and go to sell something, and oh crap, I just put it on.
Yeah.
Or oh shit, my mouse slipped and I just attacked that NPC.
Yeah.
Or, so I mean, it makes for good viewing from the viewer's standpoint. Be like, oh, you just got nailed. But you know, from your standpoint, at like level 55, that's not so fun.
Exactly. So you know, like there's lots of things to consider. It's also a lot of fun. Obviously the deaths aren't, but you know, time heals all wounds, and eventually it does lessen a little bit when you lose a tune live on stage.
Just have to show people how to go through the starting area again.
Yeah, again. Off we go again. Yeah. So, you know, there's all of those kinds of things. It is a lot of fun to be able to do it. And it does take a bit. I know for me, when I started streaming the challenge tunes, it took a bit to get used to that, you know, there might not be anywhere there. And to chat and to talk. So I would kind of like talk to myself that I would be so used to doing it in my head, but I would have to like verbalize it and be like, oh, look, we're in wetlands again. Oh, there's the crocolists and, you know, those bloody murlocs and, you know, all that kind of thing. So, you know, talk about
syndrome because, you know, you have to entertain yourself basically. So I'm kind of good at it because I didn't have any siblings that were my age growing up.
Yeah.
And Russell can't do it. He's tried. He's like, how the hell do you sit there for 3 hours running your mouth with and talking about nothing? And I'm like, I don't know, I just do it. Yeah. And he's like, I can't do that. He goes, I have to have a reason to talk. He's like, if nobody asks me a question, I'm just gonna be sitting there not talking. I'm like, well, that's fine. You don't have to talk. I mean, you know, it happens. But I know a lot of people, for some reason, seem to like the sound of my voice droning on in the background. I don't know why. But you know, I got used to it, and I just
do it. Practice.
And I would be doing it anyway, whether I was streaming or not, maybe not loudly and, or, you know, in my head, but it would still be happening.
Yeah. Exactly. It's, you know, again, it's a lot of fun if it's something that you want to give a try, and you know, you could give it a go, see how you feel with it. If you're going to do that, then let us know that you're going to do that, and you know, we can pop in and see how you go, you know, that kind of thing. And also tell us how you found it. You know, how did it find playing your challenge tune, trying to, you know, while you're live streaming, what things did you go into, hiccups that you know, may or may not have had, Live streaming's always interesting because not only when you're in game, you're dealing with that, but like for me at the moment, I'm live streaming. I'm not in game, that's fine, but you know, there's other things going around, and also taking, you know, that into consideration, that when you're live streaming, that those in the vicinity, your family, whoever's in the house, knows that you're going to be live streaming, and, you know, knows that they're trying to be as quiet as they possibly can.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work, but, you know, you can't put yourself in a little bubble unless you've got somewhere that you can soundproof room and have all that kind of thing.
I wish. I mean, you're gonna have outside interference. Mm. It's gonna happen.
Motorbikes, planes. There's always things. So okay.
Yes, I've got dogs and husband and family. So
Exactly, you know, and our fur babies, you know, they're always there, and if they're making noise, and, you know, I don't have an issue with that. Like, some people are like, oh, there's other noises, but, you know, we all have lives, and I think that's part of it, is, you know, to share a little bit of what's going on behind the scenes, because sometimes, I think for me, it makes more human, and has a connection, you know, on a more human level when it's a bit like that. So, yeah. Discord added some streaming possibilities. Are they any good?
I haven't tried the Discord streaming. I actually forgot they had that option. I have not tried it.
Well, might have to test it out and see. No, I've done the shared screen. I haven't tried the streaming. I just not
you
had time.
Did the wedding. You did do the wedding through
Discord. Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. I did.
Okay.
But that was through... Oh, that was a whole kettle of fish of... Because we had to set...
Yes,
it was. That was setting up... We still used XSplit. Because we wanted to get the record, and it was a little bit more tricky. And then we,
sound checks and live.
We had microphones because we had lapel mics for both Execute and myself, as well as the Celebrant. And then it was trying to set all of that up and not have double voices coming through, and it's but again,
it might be a little bit easier if you're streaming a game, because it'll be a little bit different.
Yeah,
but I personally haven't tried game streaming.
Yes, not yet. So we might have to test that. I think we've covered just about everything, just to give you guys a little bit. I think we've covered again. You know, if you give it a go, let us know how you went. Let us know what your stream info is. We can certainly help. If you're streaming and you know, again, you know, it depends on what you're doing. Yeah. So let us know. We'll be keen to do. All right, and if you've got any more questions about that, you can certainly let us know. As we just wanted to kind of do a bit of a brief overview again, because we know some people are interested. If you're not interested, that's fine. We'll get
it's
on with the show.
Not for everyone.
It's not. No, it's definitely something. If you want to do it, give it a go. Let's just do a very quick, because I just looked at the time and I thought, how.
But we did start a few minutes late.
We did. Our weeks in WoW. Okay.
Yeah.
What have you done? I noticed you've done nothing, Niecy. What? No, kidding.
I didn't kill anybody. So
yay! Cheers to that.
I haven't actually had a death yet this year, which is
amazing.
Oh,
God. Don't say that. Don't. You shouldn't have said that out loud.
No, it's fine. If it's gonna happen, I mean, you know, I'm just surprised it hasn't yet. So I've got we did Bloodthirsty and Pacifist leveling this week, because I'm gonna have to switch into something different next week. But so Bloodthirsty got the DK to 32, Got the Demon Hunter to 22, because I am trying to get one of every class. Got the Monk to level 40, and the Mage actually did hit 58. I will be so glad when she's done.
Yay!
I will say she is now showing that she's a little less fragile than the Rogue.
Oh.
And that was only because I could kill the level 60 mobs at 57.
Wow.
I could not do that on the Rogue.
Yeah.
So I was like, now granted I was just killing moths and turtles, but still I could not do either one of those at 57 on the Rogue. So yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Cool.
Because their gear level's about the same.
Right.
So I thought, oh, okay. And I dusted off my Hunter Pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the only Hunter Pacifist because I'm the only one, you know, stupid enough to do it. But I got to level 28 and realized if the Moth Skip does actually work the way we're thinking it's going to, I want to try to take him to max, and I don't have flying in Shadowlands, so I need to start working on that. So I'm probably going to be incorporating that into next week's stream. As much as I don't want to. I hate doing world quests with a passion. They never end, and I'm just like, oh god,
yeah.
I'm at like 3 renown. Okay, yeah. So this is gonna take a while.
I hear what you're saying. It's not gonna work, but
yeah.
So all right. My week has been very busy. Life has been crazy. However, I have been doing some work on the pacifists. As I said, they hit 52 last week. I'm gonna say that I'm somewhere between about a third to a half for both of them. I've not managed to log in. Just life's been really crazy. And by the time I get home, and it's by the time I sit down, do one pacifist, sometimes I'm like just ready to be like, okay, rule number one comes into effect now. I'm only doing two dailies, but that can be enough that I'm like just
I mean, when you're that tired and the second you stop moving, it's like, oh, we're done now.
Yeah. So it's been slow going, and I haven't had as much play time as I would really like, and I think things are gonna get a little worse before they get better, but anyway, we will see. So not done a huge amount, but you know, they're about, this is, you know, maybe about 30 to 50% through the level, because I'm
that's okay, because we have
getting
things coming soon,
especially for pacifists. Yes, so, and we do some testing on the other thing, which we'll mention in a minute. So, anyway, so that's my news. Didn't kill anyone, yay!
Yay.
For both
that's
of us,
that's
what's
yay.
Important. All right, let's do the news because we've got a little bit of stuff that we need to discuss. So, first off, here's this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Okay, fun and games. Do you want to take about the kills first off?
Yeah,
so
sure.
We noticed this a little. When did this come through? Just like very recently.
Earlier in the, was it this week? I don't even effing remember, to be perfectly honest. We might have started looking into it last week, but we just hadn't said anything yet
because
we were still investigating. Red had mentioned something in general in Discord, and I was like, no, you're gonna have to move. And then Zaya's like, well, I'm still getting credit for kills with Crummy Time on at 38. He told us that in, I think, in mod chat. And I'm like, what? That's not how it was when we tested it.
Yeah.
And we tested it extensively. Farrah and I did. We were doing all kinds of running, and you were helping too, I think.
Yeah.
And that was not what we were seeing.
Yeah.
Once you hit 38 with Crummy Time on, if you were in an area that would have grayed out without Crummy Time, you stopped getting credit to the kill counter for kills that grant experience or honor.
Yeah.
You would still get experience, but it wasn't counting on the stat. And that's where the problem was lying. And that's why the Bloods had to move still. Well, when Zaya brought this tidbit of information to us, I'm like, what are you talking about? So we did some testing, and then I was thinking, well, maybe Zaya hadn't actually hit the threshold to be for the mobs to scale up, because you have to get a certain percentage into the level. I thought maybe it was just a fluke thing. Fair tested it with a level 38. I tested it with a level 40-something that could still access Crummy Time. We went through multiple expansions. We went through multiple areas that would have grayed out if Crummy Time wasn't active. And that stat is now tracking the kills. I don't know when this happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know what changed. But yeah, it looks like Bloodthirsties can actually use Crummy Time now and not worry about where they are. You still might want to keep a track on your kill stat just to make sure this isn't a fluke glitch.
Yeah.
And, you know, always keep an eye on your kill flag, because I don't know, you know, sometimes if you get a little too rare heavy, the kills won't be right for, you know, the number with the experience that you've gained. Sometimes it gets a little weird. So you're probably going to want to supplement some non-rares in if you are rare hunting in Old World up to 50, but... it looks like you might be able to use that without having to move now.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, so, I mean, again, stocked. Hugely exciting, from that point of view, for not only Bloodthirsty, but obviously for quite a few of the challenges.
Yeah.
But again,
I'm just going to go to Purrgard, because it's, you know, their cash is worth more, but
yeah, it's,
it does give another option.
Yes. Yeah, and it's better than having very, like, two options, and then you're kind of like, eh. So, yeah. So, keep an eye, again, and yeah, just see. Anyway, I'll talk about might not. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway.
You still want to watch that Kills That Grant Experience or Honor. That's the stat that you have to
keep
watch.
An eye on.
Don't
your
think
stats.
Just because you're getting XP that you're fine, because it was awarding XP and the stat wasn't counting the kill.
Yeah.
So it's more about watching the stat and your kill flag, basically.
Exactly. All right. On that, the next lot, we want to say congratulations again. It's been, you know, it's been a busy week. We have got... Stir got his iron Pally Stir, hit max, so that becomes our 27th Shadowlands Iron Champion. Congratulations, Stir. And Jang, what, earlier this morning? This morning for me.
At some point.
Quite early. Jang on his pacifist. Jang Passy reached max and became our 8th Shadowlands Pacifist Champion, which is fantastic. Again, hang on, let me find my little cheer, because I have got my little cheer here. Congratulations, guys, on that. That is amazing. Now, before we go into the next one, let me talk about the next... issue that we have. Hang on, I'm trying to do, sorry, doing things live, doing it live. Where's my folder? Can't find my folder. I've got things and stuff everywhere, as you guys would probably appreciate. They're all in folders. It's just that I have, you know, when you file things, you got to file it in the right folders, so you have 50 million folders. Okay, all right. Now, what did I put it under? That would probably be the... What did I call it?
It was a rough 24 hours. Actually less than 24 hours.
Yes. And again, you know when you go to name a file or name a picture and you're like, oh, I'll put it in under that. And then you've got to rename, then you go to make another copy of it, and then you call it something else, but you're kind of like,
I was putting BS names on files, then I'm just like, here, this is
yes.
Fast. Let's just save it real quick.
Yes. Okay. All right. I found it. Let's go. Okay. You guys should be able to see this now. So excuse me, because I didn't have anything set up, because I had completely had a mental blank about it. Now, I have put this up on the website, so I have some not so good news to share. And look, it is what it is. There is not much I can do about it at the moment. Basically, the issue that we're finding is it's hugely tracking. Okay, we have got another issue which now affects our current, so our irons, our bloods, and I'm going to say our passies. So for them,
I would not be surprised.
Yeah. So effective immediately, which was earlier today. I will also do a little blog post about it, but I have put this up onto the website, and we have disabled the ad tunes. So for the moment, until this issue is sorted, and again, not sure, API or our stuff or combination of it both, but what's happening is the tracking is allowing for gear to be put on, taken off, and it's not recording. So there's a lot of, which ultimately contain the whole challenges. So unfortunately,
yeah,
for the moment,
appropriately,
we're going to have to disable it. And there is, I've sent out the various things to the wardens to see if they can help. Not sure at the moment. I'm awaiting some responses. I did get some help with being able to remove the button there. I think there is still one button. I spent time trying to work out, again, like, the website is massive and I don't fully understand it and where to remove the things. Some of it seems to be in the code that was both Stone's code, probably more Olm's code. And I'm not a coder, guys. I can't go in and fix stuff that is within the code. I'm trying to fix stuff just within the website, but there seems to be a lot of stuff that is tied on. From what Nat was telling me, there is stuff tied to the website that has also been tied into the code that I'm just like, I already have a headache.
It's a huge custom code.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Exactly. So, and, you know, again, it is, like, it is with a heavy heart that I do this, because I am just, like, I think most of us here, this is not what we wanted this to be, but if we can't track properly gear, which is one of the primary things that we need to check on, that someone's done a clean run, and obviously stats is is a very big part of it. If we cannot track that properly, then there is, you know, how do we know if someone's done a clean run? Just because someone says, hey, I did a clean run, as we know from previous experience, people don't always, you know, aren't always honest. So,
and, you know, mistakes happen that you don't always catch either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, something could have happened and you just never saw it happen or didn't, you know, register that it happened. And, you know, we get that. But a big part of the challenges was able to independently verify through the WoW data that, yes, this was a clean run instead of just someone's word for it.
That's right.
So, you know, it's quite the tracking conundrum.
Yeah.
So hopefully the code wardens will be able to find some time.
Well,
deeper, but it's going to take some time.
Yeah. It's as I said, it's a fairly big job. That looks like, and again, I don't know when things changed. We're not really sure whether, you know, something's come in within a hot fix or what, but it is now showing, because it certainly wasn't. We didn't have this issue, and now all of a sudden we've got this issue with the tracking of gear, and, you know, obviously stats has been an issue right from the word go since Shadowlands has been out. But now we have this gear issue, which is pretty big, because it affects you know, our primary three, our basis of being iron, it affects that. We did testing last night, both Nisi and myself. I sacrificed an iron to...
Yeah, I sacrificed an iron and a bloodthirsty.
Yep.
And, oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And...
it's expensive.
It's, you know, it is what it is. So, at the moment, the only thing we can do is disable all of adding. So if there's anyone, there will be no official celebrating. Jang is our last for the moment. That's it. Anyone hits max, we will say congrats, but there will be no official celebrating, which means there will be no blog posts, etc.
Until we get this sorted.
Until, you know, yeah.
But yeah, like Buster said, just, you know, if you can still keep playing, you can still keep following the rules. And,
yep.
You know, just understand that you can't add to the website at
yep.
the moment, but by all means, keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully... Once
rules haven't changed. Rules are still the same.
Rules are the same. You know, then you can add, or we can go back and verify those that have hit 60 after the fact. We should be able to, because none of the challenges that we're being tracked right now have a add challenge cutoff or add level cutoff. So we should be able to go back and verify those after everything.
And I'll let you guys know when things. There's nothing else for me other than to give you the bad news. Like at the moment, I've got nothing else to say. So there is no ETA on it. When I know, when Stur knows, we'll let you know.
I think they can still be updated. It's, you know.
I don't fully know, Fair. We updated the stuffs that the tunes that we lost last night. Whether you're able to update being your tune, I don't know. I've not had time to even look at any of that stuff since I've got up because I've just been trying to deal with the other stuff. So let me know.
Maybe use a low level one and update it and see what's gonna happen first. But I don't think updates been affected. I think they just disabled being able to add.
Yeah.
But because of the tracking conundrum, you know, I can't say for sure if you would be flagged appropriately if something went wrong. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's up to you if you want to update or not.
Yeah. If it updates, sure, go for it. But official recognition for a clean run is now delayed. Absolutely, sir. So, you know, and again, I don't know. I'll let you guys know when I do. As I said, I've put this header up on the front page. I've taken down the other one because now we have got no adding of tunes for anything. And again, you know, like you can still play your challenge tunes, you can still make them, etc. You just won't be able to add them, and we will. I don't know what time frame, so I can't give you that information until I get some feedback back. So again, we sincerely apologize, but if Blizzard changed things or there's been a hiccup in such a way that the information now isn't reading with our code, like, it's not a matter of just going and sticking a number or a letter or a dot or whatever it is into the code. This is a pretty big issue.
The communication error needs to be tracked down.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It is what it is, guys. So, we will... I'll let you know. I'll keep you up to date. And as soon as we've got information, we'll let you know. Anyway, so that is the bad news. So again, apologies. We'll let you know what goes from there. Okay. All right. Other than that, I think Spreadshirt does have a promo if you're interested. From when was it? From the 13th to the 15th.
13th through the 15th.
If you want some merch. We've covered all the challenges, even all of them, are covered there with, you know, bloods, working man, all that. We've got the symbols and that, you know, Russ made that are fantastic. I love them. So if you do want some stuff, pop over and have a look. The link is on our webpage. That still should all be working. I tried not to touch
it should be.
That stuff, so that should be fine. Okay, I think we've got that stuff covered. And again, I just want to say that on the positive side of it all, again, Sir and Jang, well done. Let's do another little, here we go. Not to take away from you guys, you've done a wonderful, amazing job. Stir, I'm sure that you're on, you must nearly be into what, triple digits for amount of tunes got to max. So I'm sure he is. And Jang, wonderful as well. So again, congrats guys, because that is great. But this will be the last, for the moment, the last official recognition. As he says, 800. Yeah, I don't think he's that much wrong, Stir. So, yeah.
I do have one last thing to note real quick.
Yes.
For those that have been living under a rock the past few days,
mm-hmm.
Anybody that, you know, has a Twitch account, you should really change your passwords.
Yes.
There was a little incident with Twitch and info being peeled back and shown to the public on 4chan. So I would definitely make sure that you have updated your passwords. If you haven't, please do so.
Yes. And also, they did reset the stream key. So
yes,
if you are live streaming, go get your, find out what your new stream key is, because otherwise you'll go live and it'll be like, bop, bop. No,
yeah,
it's not working.
They actually did it for everybody after, I think 90% of people did it on their own. So that was fun.
That was fun, yes. I actually hadn't. I changed the password and I didn't even think about the stream key because I was too busy trying to sort, you know, like all these other things. And then when thank God for you just sent me through the message like, just let you know, they've reset. And I've just
got trouble sleeping that night. I was supposed to have gone to bed a couple hours earlier, but I couldn't sleep, and because I have to stay up till 3 a.m for the dog anyway. But I was scrolling through Twitter doing my last check on all of the socials that had to be checked on before I go to bed to make sure there wasn't a problem, and then I saw that and I'm like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't change my password right away because I have two-factor set up because I'm an affiliate. So I have that layer of protection for bank accounts and stuff. Russell had the two-factor on his phone and he was in bed and he was asleep in the other room. And I'm like, fuck. So I couldn't fix it until later in the morning when he got up and I could get the phone to get the code that I needed. But I had changed the password before then in the meantime. But definitely want to just, you know, make sure that you did all the things and stuff that need to be changed.
That's it.
And all that happy stuff.
Yes. Yes. So, so if you need to, check out, reset your password, all those kinds of stuff. Okay. All right. Let's do this one here. Where is it?
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
All right, so let's play Azzy's bump. Let's not scroll over that. Lita, what are you doing? Okay, let's play this one.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, God bless him. So funny. All right, Nisi, I haven't color-coded. You know, you're doing it. Go for it.
All right. So from Azzy's Pen Vault, what do you call a bulletproof Irishman? Ricochet.
Oh.
His pen voice is his disapproval and
oh dear. All right. Let's have a look. What do we got? Dave's words of wisdom. I've got a feeling that Dave's gone on a road trip.
Dave went on an adventure this
to see
weekend.
St- stone, or they were catching up?
I didn't know the border was open, but yeah, he crossed into Canada and went to go see him, and I think he's on his way home.
Hmm. So, yeah. So, something. Anyway, I hope you're having fun. Or had fun, and drive safe. Be safe. Okay? Be safe, Dave, please. So, Dave's words of wisdom is, why didn't the TP cross the road? It was stuck in a crack.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Okay. All right. Anything? I think we've kind of covered anything in the chat room. I'm not.
That was most of it.
I'm not really certain. Ask on. Okay.
I think Rudd had asked if we could ask the Blizzard API forum about the the issue if they changed something. I mean, that's an avenue we can look into.
Yeah.
I think it might be just a communication issue between the website and the API, based off what we were seeing.
Yeah.
So, because some things were looking correctly, where the API was coming through fine, and then other things looked a little like the two just weren't speaking to each other properly.
Yeah.
Something happened.
I don't know why. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry. I don't know why it didn't like that. I don't know why Stream Elements didn't like that and decided to be like timed out.
He put in a link.
Yes.
He put in a link.
I think
it was the link that timed it out.
So. Yeah. So, Rod, sorry. Don't know why it's done that. I'll have to look at Stream Elements.
Not to allow other people to post links that aren't
possibly
is probably what it is.
Maybe, yeah.
Zubat does that for me.
Yeah. Maybe that's something. But again, you know, it's again, look, we'll wait and see. As I said, for the moment, I'm hoping it's just temporary. How long that temporary will be, I don't know. If it turns from temporary into permanent, which is the worst case scenario, guys, like seriously, if
like we just found out about the issue not even 24 hours ago,
no,
so this is definitely
barely 12 hours ago, so we're still trying to process and look
digging.
And see what we can find and all that kind of stuff. So it just, we can't have people going, making tunes and, saying they've done clean runs if we can't properly verify. So the best thing we can do for the moment is to remove the option. Hopefully we can get the tracking sorted for tracking and stats and that within whatever the time frame is. And then we can move forward, and then you can, if you've done something wrong, normally once everything's done, it'll come up. You'll either get yellow flag, red flag, whichever. But again, we will cross that bridge. At the moment, we don't have the bridge. At the moment, the roof is on fire. That's how it feels.
You're like that little dog meme sitting at the table.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly it. Yep. So anyway, but appreciate, everyone that is our veterans, our regulars, everyone who's popped in to, to say hi and to who continue to support. And we do appreciate that, guys. It's been a bit of a challenge lately with Shadowlands. I mean, it is great with so many aspects, but the API and that has been a little wonky. See you, Zaya. Thank you for hanging around. We appreciate that.
Yes, thanks, Zaya.
Okay, so Iron Elite. Sneezy, hit us through. We want to say huge thank you. Hang on, I'm going to put my little heart. Where's my little heart? Hang on, put my little heart. There we go. To our Iron Elites.
Yes,
go for it.
Thank you, guys. You really do help. It helps more than we can put into words and than you can possibly understand.
It does.
So thank you to Aliandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Magus, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lena, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Parotin, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks again, guys. It's, what is that? Oh, okay. Weird. We do really appreciate it. So thank you. Hearts to you all. Again, Stir, on behalf of myself and Stir, we want to thank our wonderful mods for all the things that you do, especially when I send messages of like, the house is on fire, or the website. And for the, you know, again, I cannot stress this enough. You guys do a wonderful job. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you for all that you do. It helps me tremendously. It really
does. I don't
know.
You're going to get tired of talking to me because every time I talk to you, I'm like, there's a problem.
It's what happens. It is what it is. Nisi's normally the one that's probably like, God, I gotta go tell Lena. Jeez. Yeah, so no,
I
appreciate
it. Talk to me soon. They're just like, no, I'm just the bearer of bad things.
Yes, exactly. And again, thank you to our code wardens, and fingers crossed that things will work out accordingly in the positive for us. So fingers crossed on that. Again, guys, thank you for hanging out with us, everyone, over here in the Twitch channel. I'm pointing to my other screen so I can see the chat. So thank you for that to everyone listening on the podcast. If you're listening to the podcast or on YouTube, you see on YouTube where people leave comments.
YouTube.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check why that notification didn't come through. But anyway, to wherever you're listening, watching us, thank you guys. We do truly appreciate it. Now, we'll be back next week. I will be back next week, which will be Saturday the 16th of October, which means we're getting closer to Halloween.
We are.
You don't think I've got something planned, then what for you? That's all I say. So next week I will be here, 7 p.m. Eastern. Oh, Nisi, when does daylight savings times change?
November.
Okay, that's
first,
right.
First
next
weekend of November, so first Sunday, I think. We're still good. I'll make sure that I let you know that weekend.
Okay.
I also have something to stick into the show for next week involving Halloween.
Okay.
So
cool.
So we'll get that in there too.
Yes. I was going to say something completely left my brain.
I don't know. We were talking about daylight savings time, and you're going to be here next week.
Yes, that's right.
We'll be joining you next week.
That's it. The reason I mention this is because Azzy's going to be joining me next week, which is very exciting. But not only that, I've got Stir as well. So Azzy and Stir. Hey.
Oh boy.
Whoa.
You're going to need all the coffee.
Yes.
Ever.
I know. So very excited. So Ezra, you'll be the guest. Stir's gonna help me co-host. So thank you guys. I'm just gonna say now, Azzy, don't forget you're on daylight savings in Australia.
Uh-oh.
So it is not 9 a.m. your time. You'll be on 10 a.m. Yes. Yes, so I'm sure he's probably not listening to this. Stir, if you see him in game, can you just remind him daylight? Lena says daylight savings time. Please be ready. I'll send him a message. But so Azzy will be
Everybody
joining us.
Tell him.
And just be like, don't forget. It's your daylight savings. Australia's changed. So yeah, he's on a different time zone to me. You know what's really good for this daylight savings for this year? Is my husband is in the same state and I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yay.
Which is fantastic. Also, can I just, where is he? He's busy playing something.
What?
I'm guessing you heard that. as he sent in-game message, he replied, "What? That's pretty much what my husband said. Can I just say that guess what I got? Somebody, my husband, who is amazing, got me this fantastic mug. I might have to get a little sticker with the WoW challenges on
there." Yeah, I was going to say, you might have to get like a little logo, a vinyl sticker or something. Stuff
it
on there.
Talks to me. It has, and this is the one that I said I'd heard about. It's the Ember mug.
Wait, it talks to you?
Well, it flashes. See the little flashing?
Okay. See, I was going to say.
Hang on. See the little light?
It actually talks.
No, it does, like, it's got that LED light, and it lets you know when,
Like, I have to take batteries out of things, because they'll just randomly make noise, and I'm like, who did that?
No, this, I love this. I cannot drink coffee fast anymore. Like, when I got sick with, and going through all the cancer and treatment, and all that kind of stuff, lots of things for me changed, which meant, cannot drink straight black coffee anymore. Like, I just can't. My body cannot handle it. I can still drink coffee, but I have to have it in like a cappuccino or a latte form, or with some milk. So, which is fine because I'm still drinking coffee, which is great. But this little thing, like this, let me show you. I think the battery's nearly. I think it's probably also because, like, I'm sitting right under the air conditioner. But, oh, it needs to be charged. That's why. Because I've had it off the thing all morning. I forgot. But it does. Like, I don't know if you guys can see, but it does. No, it does. It's not going to do it. It's not going to do it. Okay. There you go. It has, you can set, like, the temperature. So it will give optimal for like 90 minutes, unless you've got it sitting on the coaster, and my coaster's outside. I didn't think to bring that in, but I have coffee like all the time. It's fantastic. So thank you to my husband Execute, who is bought me this wonderful present. So I'm just gonna say, it's just, I love it. I've told him that too. I love it. It is amazing. So, yeah, that's the Ember mug. Not cheap. Cheap. But it is fantastic. And technology and coffee. What more can I want? It's great.
Like the last coffee mug you'll ever buy.
I know.
You're
it
spoiled
is.
Spoiled now. There's no going back.
I know.
To the manual ones.
And I'm like, damn it. And apparently they've got travel mugs. And I was like, and I said, oh, they've got travel mugs. And Execute's like, no.
Well, maybe the family can pull together and that'll be your Christmas gift from them.
You don't want to see the Australian price for them.
I can imagine. Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I've shipped stuff there. I can imagine.
Yes, you totally understand. Exactly. And I have that wonderful picture painting, which is right over there. It's a damn shame I can't fit it in. Oh, hi Cozzy, just running across the floor. I don't have, but it's right there. It's up there. I see it all the day, all the time, which is fantastic, and I love it. It's beautiful. Okay, I'm prattling too much. We need to wrap this up. So Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Oh,
tell me.
If you really do need to find me, I guess you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. It's Nisi with the phonetic spelling after it. Hashtag 4863. You can also find me on Twitch streaming 4 days a week. One day is Wild Challenges. And that channel name is NisiBGN. I also have a Twitter that is at NisiBGN. And we also have the YouTube page, which we archive all the live streams on, or at least we try to, when Twitch lets us. That is also NisiBGN as well. And if you really, really, really need to send me an email, it's NisiBGN@gmail.com.
Excellent. All right, and don't forget, you can find all of the information for the WoW Challenges at the WoW Challenge. Words are hard. WoWChallenges.com. You would think after all this time, this is the one thing I don't stuff up, but words are hard.
It's been a long 12 hours.
It has been a long, yes. Yes. So our information for things like Facebook, Discord, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, it's all there if you want to check that out. And come, if you haven't, come over to the Discord channel. Again, our main rule for joining the community is don't be a dick. That's it. Yeah,
that's please. Pretty much it.
It's as simple as that, okay? You can listen to the podcast, which technically we're a podcast. You can get the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you want to send me an email, please send it through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Whether that's a tip, a trick, if you've got a question, if you've got some information, you know, sometimes people go, hey, look, this is a really good spot, or I'm not sure about this, like, send it over. We love questions.
Most of the time.
What did it say? Also asked Azzy to bring a fresh, funny pun. He's now in a cranky pant mood.
don't anger the Azzy.
Oh, dear Lord. All right. It's going to be a great time next week, Stir and Azzy. Again, it's going to be classic. I love it. Okay, don't forget, you can find me also on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And things and stuff. I was going to say something else and skip. Phew, it's gone. Anyway. Okay, well, no angry Aussie.
Welcome to my world.
Aussies aren't always angry. Certain ones are, quite often. All right, our last thank yous, please. Or you do that one, I'll do the other one.
Okay. So we would like to extend a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on our intro. And you can find him on Discord as, wait for it, Mr. Bright01.
Absolutely. And again, I'm glad you guys can hear Russ, because I cannot. I do not know what the hell I've done on my... it's got
to
be...
Gremlin refuses to be found.
Yeah, I know. And again, it's very, very strange. But anyway, I will send a message,
I guess. If you need a fresh file and want to try that, just let me know.
It's not the file, because the file itself plays perfect on the computer. Like, I can play it, but through XSplit, it's
gotta be something with voice meter.
I know, it's very strange. But see, this is all the fun technical stuff you guys get to look into when you're trying to.
Why I go very basic? There's less that gets messed up.
I know.
But you know, for a show, you have to have first stuff. Yeah. So
yeah,
it could just be something with the scene.
We like a bit of bells and whistles. Yeah. Not too many, but even then. All right, so now the last thing I have to say is, as we know, we want to honor our awesome friend of the show, Epic, through his outro. We love and appreciate, and we will miss him every day again, he's been a huge supporter of mine and the show. So to honor him, we will continue to play the outro, at least for this year, because I've got his voice for the whole outro. And he was always the person that he was the voice to me. The podcasting voice was Epic Insanity. So commiserations, obviously, to his friends and family. And we miss him. We love him. And on that, please just remember, guys, stay safe. Because it is still a crazy world out there. We've got lots of things to contend with all around us nowadays. So please try and stay safe. Try and stay safe in-game as well, which can be a little difficult at time. Have a great week. I will be back with Stir and Azzy next week. Nisi, thank you bring for being coffee. Here. I know, bring much of me. Yes, bring many things. It'll be a fun show. Nisi, thank you so much for helping me out this week as well. Appreciate
oh, you're
that.
Welcome.
All right. So, and you have a good week as well.
You too.
All right. Be safe and have a good week.
Yes, everybody.
All right, guys. Take it easy, and we're going to play the entirety of the outro, because that is my little tribute in honor of a great friend. So to Epic. I raise my coffee glass to Epic. And have a good week, everyone. See yous later. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.